Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Goblin Shark, Human Fountain. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Goblin Shark, a track called Human Fountain. You might remember last week we finished the show with Goblin Shark, and I said if we get any more by them, there is a new album coming out. We will play it. And then the next day, the album arrived from Voodoo Rhythm Records. I listened to it. I loved every single song on it. It's a fantastic album. It's called Ratbone. It's out now. I think it's out now. What is Goblin Shark's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Goblin Shark Band?
Facebook.com/The Goblin Shark, which means that you finished last week's show not knowing it, and you've started this week's show not knowing it.
I knew it wasn't Goblin Shark.
It's been 7 days, Tony. A lot happens in that time.
A lot happens
in that time. You know, things happen to world leaders in that time, you know. It's incredible. Yeah. Anyway, Paulie Bean Internet One, Tony Neil, new album by Goblin Shark, out now, Ratbone, recommended by me personally. If you are in any way au fait with what my musical tastes are and you like that sort of thing, you need to buy it or order it right now. They are from, I think, Helsinki. They are a Finnish band. I would describe, even though you just heard them, as totally fucking weird. I love them. Now, speaking of totally fucking weird, bless you.
Thank you.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, such a professional show. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Should be.
Ridiculous. I'm in such a good mood this week. It's bound to change. Jeff says, American chocolate identifies as her, she. Michael Jackson identifies as he. P.S. It's okay if your phone auto corrects fuck to duck. You're still using foul language. That's a threefer this week, Tony. It's one of your favourite words. That is a trifecta of fun.
Oh, lovely.
And I am reminded of the holy trifecta. And more of that in the show as well. I'm having too much fun. I think we should play two songs in a row so I can calm down.
Okay.
Oh, let's hear Jeff's thing again first. Okay. I'm so talented. Two songs in a row, both to come from Damn It Records, second edition of their July output. You know about Damn It, don't you? Can you just mention where you get them and that? I can't remember.
Yeah, you go to dammitrecords.bandcamp.com.
And it's D-A-M-M-I-T.
It is, yeah.
Dammitrecords.bandcamp.com.
How it works, I don't know. I'm sure there's information there, but you pay an amount and you get music.
It's so. Mystery and magic, but it's also generally brilliant. And we've picked two songs from this latest lot we've got from. Thank you, Damn It. Stay tuned for the fan team. But first out, The Warriors, Tony. Not to be confused with the movie of whenever it was, 79 or 80, something like that. One of the greatest gang movies of all time, I think. Warriors. This band, they did start in, I think, 1981.
Yeah.
From the remnants of The Last Resort. But then The Last Resort got going again, and The Warriors kept going, and they split up and got back together and all that. I've got no idea what they're doing right now, other than this is a new track that's out. They reinvented themselves quite nicely as non-political oi, with a nice tagline, pride, not prejudice.
Ooh.
Like it. What is The Warriors Bandcamp page?
TheWarriorsBand.bandcamp.com.
TheWarriors1.bandcamp.com. That is the numeric one, which suggests to me if either they fucked it up the first time, but there was already a The Warriors. There is The Warriors, numeric1.bandcamp.com. Point of the insert to Tony Neal. Stay tuned for the fan team. This is
out. We're on a 12 o'clock try. We're off for the weather might survive. Drinking, singing, cheering, pal. A girl won't bite, and a couple of gals. Never gonna be the same. So we're out and about a guy. The fun will never end. We're in the company of our friends. Just never gonna be the same. So we're out and about a guy. The fun will never end. We're in the company of our friends. times, times are really cold. Down the pub, axe in the bowl. The weekend's over, now back to work. But don't you worry and don't you shirk. It's never gonna be the same.
Snickerdoddles.
Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Fan Tim and a track called No Man's Land. The Fan Tim, as in the Phantom but with Tim, are made up of two different artists who are a punk rock duo from Lüneburg, which I think is in Germany. And what I'd like to know is, what is The Fan Tim's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ The Fan Tim.
Simple as that. Facebook.com/ THEPHANTIM. The Fan Tim. Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet 2. That also came via Damn It Records. It gives you an idea of the kind of output you get on there, but you know what? They are, there's something of a curate's egg, I would say, Damn It Records. Started off, nearly everything we got was pretty much hardcore punk. Then it started changing, and in my opinion, I think variety is the spice of life. And The Fan Tim, add to that. Thank you very much, The Fan Tim. We've also played a track by Tim as well, who was the other one, which is T.I.M. You might remember if you go back far enough. Right. I know one bloke that will definitely know.
Okay.
And that is The Fan Timo. Anyway, I haven't got time to gas on when you've got all these Facebook comments.
I have nothing.
Oh, no.
Facebook has let me down. It's been coming. We've kept it alive for a while, but it's just been dead this week. But you know what? Summertime, the weather is sweet and all that. So if you are on Facebook, please do, if you can, leave us a message. Go to facebook.com/ Punky Radio. Like the page and leave us a comment by replying to last week's show post. It'll be the one with the show details in it and nothing underneath it. Be the first. Get involved. Get in touch. Touch me.
I think I might know why we're not getting as many comments as we used to. And I'll explain it in the next bit. Right now, this is just a short bit. So let's hear from a band called Clown Sounds, Tony.
Cool.
Clown Sounds. Town Sounds are punk rockers from San Pedro, California. My friend Amanda lives in San Pedro, California. I'm sure she'll be very excited to find out that we're playing Clown Sounds. Now, I don't know a huge amount about Clown Sounds other than that, but you can find out more by going to their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/clownsounds.
It is facebook.com/clownsounds. C-L-O-W-N-S. The reason I say that is because Klingon's clowns with a K. C-L-O-W-N-S-O-U-N-D-S. Clown Sounds. Tony 2. Poorly the internet too. And to be honest with you, that's par for the course. You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed, speak Tony.
That's okay.
That was Clown Sounds, and of course the track I incorrectly titled Par for the Course. It is in fact Par for the Curse. That's a kind of play on words I like. Thank you, Clown Sounds. What a great track. Find out more about them, facebook.com/clownsounds. Did you do anything last week?
So it was mainly work with a good solid dose of DIY. I have been DIY man.
I could say I was guilty of the same thing, but for very different reasons.
Mm. Yeah, just try and finish this house off. It's just the list is long. 27 things on the list.
One with many a winding plasterboarding.
Definitely a whining tone is what it is.
I fucking hate that song.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. So what have we done? I did the garden. I fitted a new spotlight somewhere. I fitted a new door in the kitchen, I've been plasterboarding the pantry, which has just been a skeleton for about 12 years. Yeah. So and then we did. And we're doing this. I'm tired.
But yeah, I'm tired. I'm so sorry.
I'm just too tired to pay someone to do it, to be honest with you.
I think you've spent out enough on other people recently, to be honest.
Yeah, you know, we can't afford it.
And let's face it, after you lost the horse trailer, I mean, fuck. Yeah. Any news on that?
No, and it wasn't insured, which was my fault.
It's gone, hasn't it? It's gone.
I didn't insure it either, so
Tony, so unlike you, Tony.
I know. I don't know if I've had a breakdown
yet.
It's like
I was putting down the horse trailer.
I'm not having a good year. I'm not all right. How was your week?
Well, I got to tell you about my fucking kids' book.
Yes, right? Please.
So this week, I got an email from the publisher saying, here is the front cover design for your new book.
Ooh.
And I looked at it, and it was a picture of a woman with a rucksack, a gumshoe, and a man with a knife. Right? And right. I sent them an email back saying, I think you've sent this to the wrong person. They sent an email back saying, no, this is the cover for your book as described in the pricey for your book. And they included the pricey for my book. I read the pricey for my book, and it said, I'm not quoting here. Yeah. This was basically what they said, which was, there is a young woman whose parents are killed. So, and she's English. She goes to New York, becomes a mafia boss. Like, it's not my story. Like, becomes a mafia boss, takes revenge on the killer. This bloke falls in love with her. She has sex with him, but she doesn't return his love because she doesn't do love.
Not your typical kids' book, then.
Not really, no. So, anyway, I then sent them an email back saying, that's very interesting, but that is not the pricey for my book. Please make sure that the person who is writing a female-based mafia novel does not have a front cover that is a stupid monster jumping out of a hole, licking his own head. Right. I then got an email back saying, I apologise for my mistake. Actually, no, what you did, mate, you tried to gaslight me. That's what I sent back. So anyway, I don't know whether I've still got a publisher right now, but anyway, so that's that. My tour on Saturday, I looked like I'd sold no tickets on Friday. By Saturday morning, I'd sold 4. They were brilliant people. We had a great time. The tour finished at 5:30. I left the pub at 9:30 because they had such a good time. They kept me there drinking for 4 hours. Just now, I've listened to the cricket when West Indies collapse meant that England won the second test. It's been a great test at Trent Bridge, hardly disrupted by the weather. And I also want to say, at the weekend, at night, I binge-watched Good Omens 2.
Right.
I don't know whether you've watched it, whether you've seen it. I hadn't seen it.
I thought it was a bit shit.
I thought it was absolutely brilliant. But
really?
Like every single program I watch, it doesn't matter what it is, when it's set, where it's set, what it's about, it's got to get a little bit gay at the end, right? Mm. And I think that's where we've been going wrong, right?
I think that's where we've been going right.
No, I think that's why we're not getting as much input from listeners. I think people are turning off to this show because we're not gay enough, right? And so I think I'm going to be gay from now on,
right,
just to get listeners. Lots of people have had reasons to become transgender, to change their mind. When I look at a lot of the music we've been sent through by younger bands at the moment, a lot of it covers this sort of stuff, and I think, as a good old-fashioned what they call cis and I call bloke, I think I've got to change. I've got to get in touch with my feminine side, and I've got to start fancying fellas. Right. And now, there's something from the vaults.
Cool.
We haven't played this for ages. We played it years ago. We both really like this song. We played it on the radio show Punk and Disorderly on Pants to One O'Cock all those years ago. And listeners phoned in to say how much they liked it as well. It's a band called The Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black. I cannot find out more about them that, other than I bought an album in the States called Go Kart versus the Corporate Giant, one of many compilations. This was on it. I love this song. Played it. We played it on Punky once or twice down the years. We're going to play it again now. I haven't got a website for them. I can't find out where they're still going. All I can tell you is that they were punks from New York at some point. It remains totally too poorly being internet too, and this is Chopsley Rabid Bikini Model.
Chopsley, rabid bikini model.
you're listening to the Spy Tones right now underneath us. Try and say it the right way around, Paul. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Even though I clearly can't speak. That was The Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black with a track called Chops, the Rabid Bikini Model. Feel free to search for more about them if you like that song. Obviously, there's more than that. I'm afraid I don't know a lot more than that, other than I've liked that song for fucking years.
Cool.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I'm a bit camp.
Ooh. Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for
comments,
me, don't forget, do email me. Tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is it to watch them play. You haven't done, so I found one of my own, and in fact, there's even a special little bonus one afterwards. So I've got two gigs for you today, and I will explain why as we progress through the gig guide section. The rear exits are here, here and here. Right, so this Friday the 26th in Glasgow, at the Ivory Blacks, they've got Wreckage, The Fuck Ups and Hicks. It is £8 in advance, 18 plus only for some reason. So I've never heard of the venue, but the Ivory Blacks in Glasgow, if you are around, please do check it out. That's on Friday night, starts at 7. And there's another gig coming up, but it's actually next Tuesday. So I'm playing a gig next Tuesday, but because we released Punky on a Tuesday, I'm including it in this week. So it's the 30th of July at the Dark Horse in Moseley. The Apocalypse Babies
will, brilliant.
Will be supporting Doll... Doll something. Shit, what are they called? The Doll Heads.
On your post, on the post, you put famous American band, the Doll Heads, and you go, the Apocalypse Babies are on. Sorry, Tony and the Apocalypse Babies are on. Yeah. Everyone else is insignificant.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, on the 30th, I've got it now. Jack Lott, KK Verkifney, Apocalypse Babies, and the Doll Heads. And the Doll Heads from Vegas. A young band, but they're playing Rebellion next week. I think they've done quite a few gigs, so it should be a good one. I think it's donation only. I think it's a £5
sweet
suggested donation.
Right.
In Moseley on a Tuesday night. So that's what I'll be doing next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
That's it for gigs.
Yeah.
While you were doing that, could you hear me typing?
No.
Oh, very good. That's excellent. I wonder whether my typing will be heard. I did think I was hitting the keys, man. I was hitting the keys. Mm. So maybe when you come back to the show before it goes live, you will. If you do, apologies for my typing during this bit. Although I'm sure you'll think it was actually pretty good. I was typing quite fast. Right, let's play another track. Bankle's Sun Is Out, San Diego pop punk. Well, have you been to San Diego?
I have. I liked it.
You liked San Diego, didn't you?
Very clean.
What did you like about it? Just that it was clean.
It was very clean. Yeah, it was really nice weather. We were right next to the water. They got a nice big Bob Hope statue there. And
Bob Hope had relatives in Hitchin, you know.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm sorry to butt in, but he had relatives in Hitchin, but I think he was born somewhere in Kent. Right.
Okay.
And anyway, in his later years, he went to Kent. I think he had a little bit of dementia. And he went to Kent. He went on stage in Kent. And this huge theatre came. Yeah, Bob, it's great to be here in Hitchin. And hello to my cousins. But anyway, so it's really clean. It's really lovely.
It's really clean. They've got the Gaslight District, which is really kind of nice.
Oh, you've got to go there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that where my publisher lives?
Probably. And yeah, it's nice. We were only supposed to be there for a couple of days, but we extended it because I just thought it's quite a nice little city.
Yeah,
just nice, very nice.
Do you think it's clean and lovely to stick two fingers up to Tijuana just over the border?
Possibly, more than likely.
Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. So, anyway, they are pop, punk, rock from San Diego. I don't have a website for them. I can't find one. I've looked around. I don't know why not. It once again remains Tony 2, Paulie B Internet 2. This is a new track from them out right now. This is Rebel Soul.
Rebel Soul. chains of old, cut fire burning. A story yet untold, rising up from the ashes of the past. I'm standing tall, gonna make this last. So I'm a rebel soul, a force to be reckoned with. No more lies, no more deceit, no more myth. I'll cut my path on my own terms, with every step, my rebel spirit. I'm a rebel soul, a force to be reckoned with. No more lies, no more deceit, no more myth. I'll cut my path on my own terms, with every step, spirit affirms. Free from these chains of old, got fire burning. A story yet untold, rising up from the ashes of the past. I'm standing tall, gonna make this last. So I'm a rebel soul, a force to be reckoned with. No more lies, no more deceit, no more myth. I'll cut my path on my own terms, with every step, my rebel spirit. I'm a rebel soul, no more lies. I'll cut my path on my own terms, with every step, my rebel spirit. I'm a rebel soul, a force to be reckoned with. No more lies, no more deceit, no more. I'll cut my path on my own terms, with every step, my rebel spirit affirms.
Listening to Guana Bass underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sun Is Out on a track called Rebel Soul. I'm sorry I can't give you much more information than that. But even in the email that we got through with the track, we don't get any information about how you get in touch with them or anything like that. We only got record label stuff, and I try to avoid giving people the record label details for a band. If you Google Sun Is Out, Rebel Soul, you'll find a bit about them. I can't say more than that. Is that all right?
Fine.
That's all right. Are you doing anything this week?
So work, got work meetings, blah, blah, blah. Possibly, well, we've got in the diary to go away this weekend. I strongly suspect because we haven't booked anything yet, I reckon we'll be doing more DIY.
When you say we, do you mean you'll be doing more DIY?
No, it means me and Steph are both doing it.
She's doing it as well, she could. Mm,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
No, we've got a lot to do. So we might go away. I suspect we won't. I suspect we'll be doing stuff. But
it's not going to be fantastic weather. I'll leave it a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think we'll do. We just need to. We can get this done. Get it on the market. At least we can start because we're running out of time. That's it. I think. Yeah. And then obviously next, the week after that is very musical because we've gigs and stuff. But this far this week, no. What are you up to?
Well, I think I'll probably be sending an apologetic email to my publisher at some point.
They fucked up.
Well, yeah, they did. But if you saw my replies,
oh, okay.
Let's just say they have been let know in no uncertain terms that I am not happy with them at all. And if they don't hurry my book along, I'm going to make a formal complaint.
Right.
I don't know who I'm going to make it to. I'll probably have to write to the lead singer of Echo and the Bunnymen. I've got no other information. Also, I'm going to be trying to sell some tickets for my tour because this Saturday I've only sold two so far. I'm also going to be watching what develops with Trump and Biden because I did have a feeling that Biden might have stood down by this evening.
He's
but
got to go, hasn't he? Surely.
He seems to be digging in. In his isolation in Delaware.
COVID now, hasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's not COVID like it was, is it? You sort of get a cold.
It's not proper COVID, really. Is it? Not like I had back in day.
but if you're 81 years old, it can still fuck you.
Yes.
So I am surprised he's still there. I understand why he's still there, because you've got to bear in mind, they only made Kamala Harris the vice president to get women votes and black votes. It's not like anyone really likes her. I think that's the main problem.
I was talking about that with Steph. So I mean, I don't keep in touch with, but I mean, when they both were standing, I got quite a good impression of her. I thought she seems clever, bright. I
didn't say that there was anything wrong with her, but I don't think the American public are over keen on her.
No,
I think that's true
right.
of most vice presidents as a rule. I think they work on the basis that they've got someone there to get votes from a certain section of people, which is what Trump's done with his Vance, and also because I think Trump Vance sounds fairly similar. But he's got that bloke in who's been very critical of Trump in the past because he's good for the blue collar worker. That doesn't mean the whole of the United States wants him, but a section of the public will vote for him. I think that's what the Democrats did as well, but they don't think that she could beat Trump on her own. Is there anyone else there? No. Might as well stick with Biden.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It's absolutely awful.
This guy's awful.
But Trump did an amazing speech the other night. The speech that he did in Michigan, I watched. He came across as an absolute statesman. Every single policy he said was absolute bollocks. Mm. But he came across, you know, I know they were his fans and all that, but he came across very differently after the shooting, like more measured, more thoughtful, more fuck me, I nearly died sort of thing, you know.
Give it a few days.
Yeah, he's bound to say something stupid. He's bound to say, the moon is made out of cheese and we're going to eat it for America or something. I don't know.
Try and buy it, probably.
He probably will try and buy it. But I bought the moon. Put an American flag on it. There's one there in 1969. No, there wasn't. Fake news, right? He's incredible. He's an incredible guy. Right. So yeah, that's about it. I'm not doing much else. Okay. I'd love to spend some time in the garden, but we only get one day summer this year, and it looks like we had it the other day, and I was inside all day. Balls. Let's play two songs in a row.
Okay.
So stay tuned for Fans Capped, a band we never played before, but they did send me a lovely, surprisingly nice email. But first, the legendary Swagger Tony via Rumbar Records, Hegtolo, Malibu Lou. We played the legendary Swagger before. I would describe them that it's not so much punk as rock, if you like. There's a kind of garagey feel about them. You'll find out when you hear this track. It's a new track out by them. What is the legendary Swagger's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ the legendary Swagger.
Simple as that. Facebook.com/ THE, the legendary LEGENDARY. Swagger, SWAGGER. Tony, 3. Paulie means that too. Stay tuned for Fans Capped. This is Stand.
Lost and I'm found.
A wank stain on the duvet of society.
You're listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Fans Capped and a track called The True Meaninglessness of the Human Lifespan. They are hardcore punk from Malmo. And like most hardcore punks, they're very good at sending a lovely email. And it said, "Hi, Paul and Tony. We've got some new tracks out and we wondered if you'd like to play them on Punky Radio. We are Fans Capped from Malmo and we are a hardcore punk band." And I went, absolutely. Absolutely. If you're going to be that nice, frankly, even if I didn't like that last song, and I do, I think it's brilliant, I'd have played it anyway. I'm a sucker for a nice email. It's because I'm in touch with my feminine side, Tony.
You got to be, haven't you, really?
I have, yeah. What is Fans Capped's Bandcamp page?
Fanscapped.bandcamp.com.
It is FANSKAPT, fanscapped.bandcamp.com, making it Tony 4, Paulie being internet 2. That's gone horribly wrong after a good start. Have you got a tryout?
No.
Oh dear.
Yeah, surprising, really. There seem to be quite a few trash things going on. I don't know, maybe everyone's just chilled out, enjoying the summer. Same reason, don't know. Anyway,
because they didn't know I was gay.
I'm sure they did.
Well,
I just think you didn't. Come on.
now that they know, they'll realise that we are inclusive and modern, and everyone will get in touch with us. That's what I reckon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Really, if you want to be modern, maybe you need to chop something off. Just saying. You know, if you really want to
take one
for the team.
Well, I'm not talking a finger, am I?
Oh, right. What are you talking then?
I'm talking about your willy.
My penis. I can't be gay if I haven't got a penis.
What all the cool kids are doing.
All of them?
Mm. I think so. According to Twitter. Yeah.
I'm like, I think you mean X, Tony.
Oh, sorry.
See, you're not cool. You don't know. I'm sure they were lobbing cocks all over the place on Twitter, but now it's X. Things have changed.
Right, okay. Got you.
You see, if you were gay like I am, you'd know about that stuff.
Okay. Yeah. But hey, if you haven't got a twat for me, don't forget, please do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All twats seen with thanks to everyone responded to. Let me know your twats. Thank you.
Well,
very
lucky
much.
For you, Tony. Mm. Lucky for you, and lucky for our remaining listeners. It's all right, because even though we haven't got a twat, we have got quiz time for Tony.
Quiz time for Tony. Tony, quiz time.
So excited about this.
Excellent.
Right. So, as you know, I'm completely gay for Donald Trump, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, I've got three Donald Trump questions for you on quiz time for Tony this week, Tony. Okay. No prizes. We're just going to see how you do.
Right.
Question number one. Why doesn't Donald Trump like to shake hands?
Has he got a germ phobia or something?
He kind of has. I'm going to give you this one. Because he described himself, or rather, he described himself decades ago as a clean hands freak.
Right.
But if he becomes president again, it's estimated he will have to shake hands 65,000 times a year. You better start liking handshaking, Donald. Right. So, you got that one.
Okay, cool.
Question two. What is Donald Trump's favourite film?
Silence of the Lambs?
That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
It's actually Citizen Kane.
Oh, God. It's not.
And he likes Citizen Kane because Citizen Kane was a tragic figure who had the wealth but not the happiness. Now, if you're trying to tell me that Donald Trump's not a happy guy...
I didn't realise he was that deep.
No, no. Anyway, his favourite film, he doesn't like shaking hands, but he does like Citizen Kane.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Last question. This is in two parts, right? How tall is Donald Trump, and how tall does he think he is?
I bet he's something like 5'8", and he thinks he's 6'2".
You're not far off.
Yeah.
He thinks he's 6'2". He's actually 5'11".
Oh, right. Okay.
And in the speech that he did the other night, he actually mentioned someone who was small and how he towered over them, but then he was 6'2". Fantastic. He's going to be the new leader in the free world, Tony. There's nothing to worry about. No. Anyway, that was quiz time for Tony. Quiz time for Tony!
Quiz time for Tony! Tony, quiz time.
So pleased when I did that. I didn't want it to be a regular feature. I wanted it to be from time to time. But I got a feeling it's going to be every week.
Yeah.
One last track this week. Snake Eyes, Tony. Mm-hmm. Grit Pop from Brighton. I think we might have played a Snake Eyes track before. I'm not absolutely sure. Anyway, they got a new track out now, which would seem to be very in keeping with what happened last week when we had our hottest day on record in the United Kingdom, this year at least. What is Snake Eyes' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Snake Eyes Music.
Facebook.com/We Have Snake Eyes. Tony 4, poorly being internet sweet. The lyrics to this are fantastic. This is Snake Eyes, hottest day on record.
Melting, ice cream, melting, paper, melting.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Snake Eyes, Hottest Day on Record. Grit Pop, all the way from Brighton. Facebook.com/ We Have Snake Eyes. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show that they haven't done before.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Late shows on the front page. Please do check it out. Yeah, you can also check us out at various online stations like padunkaradio.com, radioandro.se, radiofocusing.com. If you're down with the Fi, you can find us on the Spotify.
Spotify.
App will be in the podcast section. Also, Amazon, Amazon Music, in their podcast thang. And, you know, Alexa, Skill, there is one, Skill Store, search Punky Radio. Add it. Shout at her. She'll do your bit. I don't know. I've not got an Alexa, but you, the way you think I talk about her, you probably think I would. Yeah, you know what to do with her. Skill it up, big boy. Skill it up, bad boy. Skill it up.
And I just had a text from someone as we recorded this on Sunday night saying, bye, bye, Biden.
Oh, really?
So he may have gone. I don't know. We'll check out later. We'll know by next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
But you can't.